Okay, so I've been looking over this article that you sent over, pasted text, and wow, it's really got me thinking about all this AI stuff. It seems like everywhere you look, everyone's going on about AI, but this author seems to be like, whoa, hold on a sec. Like they're saying all this talk about AGI, artificial general intelligence, it's way too much.
Yeah, it's definitely a different perspective than what we're used to hearing. I mean, it seems like every day there's a new headline about AI becoming like super intelligent, but this article really makes you stop and think like, is that really what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Like, are we really on the edge of, a robot takeover? Or is this all just like a bunch of hype? Hoping you can like break this down for me. One thing the author says that I found really interesting, they say that AI right now, it's not even as smart as a house cat.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is that it's not just like some random person saying that. That comparison actually comes from Yann LeCun,
Okay.
and he's the head of AI at Meta, so it's not like he's, against technology or anything.
Boy.
He and the author of this article, they're pointing out something really important, and they're saying even with all this amazing progress we've made with AI, it's still missing something really essential to intelligence.
And what's that?
Intent. Like, think about it, humans, even your cat. We do things for a reason, We have goals, we think things through, we plan. AI, at least the way it is right now, doesn't really work that way. It can follow instructions, it's amazing at patterns and stuff, but it doesn't really understand why it's doing something.
So it's more like, it's less like the Terminator and more like a really, really good mimic.
That's a fantastic way to put it, yeah. And that missing piece, that lack of I, that intent, that's a big reason why this article thinks all this talk about AGI is, well, overblown. Because without intent, can you really have general intelligence? At least not in the way that we understand it.
That makes sense, but what about all the money, right? I mean, the article mentions something like
Yeah.
billions, billions of dollars being put into these things called LLMs, large language models.
Right.
Where do those fit in with all this AGI stuff?
Okay, so LLMs, you've probably heard of ChatGPT.
Sure.
It's a really good example of one. They're basically super complicated algorithms, and they're trained on tons and tons of data. Text, code, images, all kinds of stuff. And they learn by finding patterns in all that data. And the idea is if we just make these LLMs bigger, give them even more data, they'll eventually become, well, generally intelligent like us. But this article, it kind of says not so fast.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, billions of dollars and it might all be, I could see why the author is a little concerned, but why? What's the problem? Why wouldn't more data equal like smarter AI?
So to understand that, we got to look at this analogy the article talks about. It's called the Chinese room. Have you ever heard of it?
I have, yeah, but
I
it's been a bit and it seems pretty important here. So maybe could you go over it again?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, so imagine there's a person inside a room. This person doesn't speak any Chinese, doesn't understand a word of it, but they have this giant rule book, right? And it tells them if you see this Chinese character, then you write down this other character.
Okay, so like a code book for Chinese, but they don't actually know what any of it means.
Yeah, exactly. Now, outside the room, there are people who do speak Chinese. They write messages and slip them under the door. The person inside, using just their rule book, can write back, and it seems like they're having a conversation. But here's the thing. They're really just moving symbols around. They don't actually get what those symbols, what those characters actually mean.
So it looks like they understand, like they're intelligent, but it's all just an act.
That's the point. And the article is basically saying this is what these LLMs are doing too. They're great at patterns, at using language because they've seen so much of it, but they don't actually understand the meaning behind the words.
Just like the person in the room, they're not actually thinking in Chinese. They're just like following the instructions,
Yeah.
even if it looks like they're communicating.
That's a great observation. And that's really the heart of the article's argument. Just because something can, mess around with information and spit out some text that looks like what a human would say, that doesn't mean it really understands what it's talking about. And that difference, that's super important when we're trying to figure out if something is truly intelligent.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That analogy really makes you think about things differently. So more data, bigger models. It's not like a magic recipe for a super smart AI. It's kind of like trying to get to the moon by building a really, really tall ladder. You might get higher, but you're not really changing the game, are you?
That's a great analogy. In the article, it's saying we might be doing that with AI right now. We're making the ladders taller and taller, but we haven't quite figured out, you know, how to actually launch a rocket. Just throwing more data at the problem, even if you have amazing computers, it's not going to suddenly create AGI. We need to, like, rethink the whole thing.
So what would that look like? Does the article talk about any other ways to do this?
Yeah, it does mention some really interesting ideas. One thing it talks about is that, you know, when humans learn, when animals learn, it's not just from, like, sitting there and taking in information. It's about actually doing things, right? Mm-hmm. Experiencing the world, like, in 3D.
Okay, interesting. So the article is saying we need to change how AI learns. It's not enough to just process language and stuff.
Yeah.
You need something more like, well, like how babies learn by touching and playing and stuff.
Exactly. Think about it. A baby, it explores its surroundings, it picks stuff up, it experiments, it learns by, like, trial and error. That's how it figures out how the world works. Through its senses, by actually doing things. And the article is saying we need AI models that can learn like that. Models that aren't just dealing with symbols, but that can actually, you know, perceive and act in the real world, like in three dimensions.
So instead of all this text and code, we need to, like, set AI loose in the real world. Let it interact. Let it learn from its environment.
Yeah, exactly. And that, it's called embodied learning. And it's not just about robots bumping into things. It's about AI models that can, you know, use sensors to understand the world, that understand how things work, how their actions have consequences, just like we do.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, we learn so much from our senses, from doing things in the real world. But how do we even begin to build AI that can do that? It seems like a totally different thing from what we're doing now.
It's definitely a huge challenge. And the article's not saying it has all the answers, but it does say that we need this shift in how we're thinking about AI, especially if we actually want to get to AGI. It even says that maybe just focusing on language, which seems so important for us, might actually be holding us back.
Really? That's so interesting. Language is like everything for how we think, how we talk to each other. How could it not be important for AI?
A good question. The article says that language, it's powerful, but it's also kind of a shortcut. We use it to represent the world, communicate, right? But language itself, it's not the same as actually experiencing the world, understanding it directly.
So it's like that Chinese room thing again. AI can play with language without really getting it.
Right.
It might make sentences, but it doesn't have that deeper understanding that we get from our senses, from living in the world.
Exactly. That's it, exactly. And that brings us back to the main point of the article. With the way we're doing things now, focusing so much on language and patterns, well, AGI might be a lot further away than some people think. We could be talking decades.
Okay, so no robot overlords tomorrow. But that doesn't mean AI is a failure, right? There's still so much it can do. What's the main takeaway here for someone like me? I'm not an AI expert, but I'm definitely interested in all this.
The key thing is AGI, the way we're going about it now, it might be a long way off, but AI itself, it's already a super powerful tool, and it's changing things in a big way, and it's only going to get, you know, more powerful.
Right. I mean, AI is everywhere. Medicine, self-driving cars, it's even helping us make this podcast better.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in all the AGI hype, but we should remember that AI is already having a real impact.
Absolutely. And that's why it's important to, you know, to be realistic, to be excited about what AI can do today, what it might be able to do soon, and what's still, you know, basically science fiction.
So be curious, but don't believe everything you hear.
Exactly. And you know what? Even though this article is a little bit skeptical about AGI, it actually ends on a hopeful note. It says that even if AGI is a long way off, just trying to create it, it's helping us understand intelligence itself better, which is pretty amazing when you think about it.
That is really interesting. By trying to build artificial intelligence, we're also learning more about our own intelligence.
Yeah.
About what it means to be human, really.
Yeah, it's like we're trying to, you know, understand how something works by building a copy of it. We might not get every detail right, but we're definitely going to learn something in the process. But it still makes me wonder if just giving AI more and more data isn't the answer, then what is? Like, what's the missing piece to really get to AGI?
That's the big question, isn't it? And this article, it doesn't have, like, a clear answer, but it does mention some pretty cool ideas. Like, one thing it talks about is that real intelligence, maybe it comes from more than just, you know, fancy algorithms. Maybe it comes from how those algorithms actually interact with the world, with, you know, reality. So it's not enough to just process information. It's about actually experiencing things. Like, we don't really understand gravity just by reading about it,
yeah,
right? We understand it because we live with it every day.
Right. And the article's saying maybe we need to think about AI in a similar way, not just as these programs, but as things that can change and learn and adapt by actually being in the world, by experiencing it firsthand.
So we need AI that doesn't just learn from data, but from actually, you know, doing stuff, making mistakes, just like we do.
Yeah.
Like how our brains developed over like millions of years, right?
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. The article, it's suggesting we need to start looking at AI less like static programs and more like dynamic evolving systems that can learn and grow through actually being in the world and experiencing it just like us.
Okay, so the key to unlocking AGI, it's not just about building smarter algorithms. It's about building algorithms that can learn and change and evolve in a way that's more like, well, more like how we experience the world as, you know, living beings. That's a pretty wild thought.
It really is. And, you know, this whole conversation, it makes you realize something really important about AI. It's not just a technology thing. It's a philosophy thing, too. Like, it's making us ask really big questions about, like, what is intelligence? What is consciousness? What does it even mean to be human?
And those are questions people have been thinking about for, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're trying to figure out how to build machines that can do those things, too. It's kind of amazing and maybe a little bit scary, don't you think?
For sure. And that's why I think it's so important to have these conversations, to really think about all of this from different angles. Because AI, it's not just about the technology. It's about the choices we make, about what we want to create, about the values we put into these systems.
Absolutely. Well, this deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about, that's for sure. So as we wrap up, what's the one big thing you hope our listeners take away from all of this?
That's a good question. I think the biggest thing is that while AGI, the way we're doing it now, might still be a way off, AI is already changing things in a big way. And by, you know, by being curious, by asking questions, by really thinking about all of this, we can help make sure that AI is used for good, that it benefits everyone.
Well said. I love that. A future where AI helps us, where it helps us solve problems, where it maybe even teaches us a thing or two about ourselves along the way. Thanks so much for joining me on this deep dive. It's been great having you. And to everyone listening, until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those big questions, and never stop learning.